Hey Horse SA is working to create an app, an Australia-first initiative called the Equine Emergency Safer Refuge Project. It follows a $725,000 federal funding commitment in February. Janice Flowers, Project Manager with Horse SA, joins me for an update following a meeting on Tuesday night. Hi, Janice.
Hi, I'm Jenny. How are you?
Yeah, really well, thank you. So just remind us, because I remember talking to you about this and how excited you were in February when you got that funding, but remind us about the mission of the project and what it's all about.
Well, the idea of the Safer Equine Bushfire Refuge emerged out of a need to address the fact that no purpose-built large animal refuge currently exists in South Australia. It also hints on the research which told us that in natural disasters, animal owners can often risk their own lives to save their animals. We know that horse owners face particular logistical challenges for preparing for and responding to disasters due to the difficulty of managing large animals.
Mm.
Well, that was the reason that, you know, this early evacuation is recommended for horse owners who are unprepared to stay and defend. So we've all experienced that power and kindness that happens when community pulls together, and this is what we imagine when we envisage a safer equine bushfire refuge, a community pulling together to create a safer environment for our horses. This is a project that's funded by the Australian Government through the Black Summer Bushfire Recovery Grant, and it's in collaboration with the Murray Bridge Racing Club, who have provided the land without cost to the community. And Horse SA is building a suitable place to go and offering community accommodation for their horses under catastrophic emergency bushfire conditions. This is a pretty bold move for Horse SA.
How so?
Not-for-profit organisation with limited resources and a volunteer board. Mm. And we held a vision of what was needed and a place where people could take the horses. And this project offers an opportunity for our equine community to come together. The project so far.
Great. So 7 months on, you've had a meeting this week about it. How's it all looking? Where are you up to?
We're currently planning in the planning and engagement and development phase with the expectation that refuge will be available to the community for the 2022-23 bushfire season. The facility will consist of 100 yards built by Equine Stable Designs with 20 undercover yards and 6 stallion yards included. There'll be also a lodgement app built by Adelaide-based tech company Next Phase, which will take bookings for the facility and help people make a bushfire plan.
Good. So will the app be accessible to anyone in SA that needs to figure out a plan, or is it connected intrinsically with the Murray Bridge facility?
At this stage, it is connected with the Murray Bridge facility. The app is really to be able to for a community to register online their mm-hmm. horses' details, and then on a declared emergency day, they'll be able to log in and reserve a yard at the refuge.
That makes sense because, it can be chaos otherwise, right?
Can be chaos. So this is really designed to be able to have people prepared early, as in register their horses' details early, and for also for the facility to be able to manage the number of horses that are actually on the facility. So there'll be a check-in and check-out process with the app.
And great. So is this something that will be open up to any horse owners in the vicinity in the hills as well?
Yes, it'll be open to anybody who wants to register their horses, and then on the declared catastrophic day, they can check in or log on to register to be able to secure a yard/yards for the number of animals that they require to
right.
evacuate.
Oh, good. So that even isn't necessarily in the event of a bushfire, but just a day that could be, you know, catastrophic conditions, so you can have peace of mind.
Absolutely, yeah. That's the whole idea of the project.
That's really good because I'm sure it's something that you've witnessed or you've spoken about, or I'm not sure if it's happened to you, but that having to, you know, get all of your stuff together, getting the kids, getting the animals, let alone, I can't even imagine having to transport a horse in that situation, what it's like.
Oh, it can be fairly stressful, and, you know, horses are pretty intuitive, and they can tune into your stress. So, the key is to be prepared and not leave it to the last minute, particularly if you've got a number of animals to move. Like for us, for example, we've got over 20 horses here, so planning is the key.
Mm. And you're keen to get some volunteers involved?
Oh, absolutely. We've got an education component which will help to upskill local volunteers, training in emergency and management specific to horse handling environments. And we're absolutely thrilled to have Equestrian FA coach trainer Kathy Beer joining us. She's got huge experience and knowledge in emergency situations. Look, it's still early days in the start of planning and approvals and work out various models of how the facilities can run. Mm-hmm. But yes, we're very much looking forward to having as many volunteers as we can on board. So, you know, if you'd like to support the project, we're absolutely welcoming volunteers to help run the refuge on the open days. And it's really just a case of getting in touch with Horse SA through our website or Facebook to register your interest.
Yeah, great. So how can we know when it'll be ready to go? I suppose I could ensure I let our listeners know, but next year, you're saying?
Yeah, it will be that. We're aiming for the 2022-23 bushfire season for everything to be finalised, as in the yards and the app. Look, it really is just a case of stay in touch with our Facebook page and also our website and become a Horse SA member, and you'll be receiving the updates through that.
Fabulous. It sounds like a wonderful initiative and also a good opportunity to ensure there aren't horse carts being pulled around on a really scary day. So it sounds like a great initiative, and we'll keep people on the loop on it. Thanks so much for your time today, Janeth Flowers.
Thank you very much, Jenny. Appreciate your time.